you're here. Fellowship's real. Knowing you're near.
Reading from Acts chapter 19, verses 8 through 10, and then that will be followed by 1 Corinthians 2:2. Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. But some of them became obstinate. They refused to believe and publicly maligned the way. So Paul left them. He took the disciples with him and had discussions daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. They went on for 2 years, so that all the Jews and Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. And then 1 Corinthians 2:2, "For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. Welcome, Ken.
Thank you so much.
Or I should say, welcome back, Ken. You've been a guest over the years. And
absolutely.
It's great when I get to reconnect with a friend that I haven't seen for many months, and it's like, great, let's have him in the studio for Testimony Tuesday or to share some of the unique ministry work you're doing. Well, it was a divine appointment, as yesterday when I was finishing up with the Monday program, and I had a sweet senior saint, Shirley Clark, 83 years young, still active, engaged, reading her Bible, loving the Lord. Well, I was thinking, okay, what am I going to do for Testimony Tuesday? And I thought, I don't have anyone yet. I could do listener letters. I could do this. And then I got a text or an email from you about the seminary, because you're highlighted and featured in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times. And you said, hey, I think you were going to have me do a radio spot, you know, announcing our fall classes and all the opportunities we have for people. And I said, hey, Ken, could you be available for Testimony Tuesday? And so the Lord provided once again. And so before we get into why we chose those two verses to open up the program, let's start with a little bit of a shout out for the Urbana Theological Seminary, because you're taking registrations for the fall classes. And so now's the time for people to begin planning, to be aware of all the opportunities. You brought this beautiful brochure, so I'm sure some of our listeners will want this mailed out to them, or they can find it online. But tell us what's happening at the Urbana Seminary and why people should get excited about the fall classes.
I think people should get excited about our fall classes because they want to go deeper in God's Word, they want to hear God more clearly, and they want to grow closer to Jesus. And I'm excited because God keeps using classes in my life, even from the teaching end, to deepen me in Jesus Christ and to strengthen my connection and my faith and my endurance in walking with the Lord.
What do they say, that if you want to really grow in the Lord, you teach on a subject teach the Bible?
Yes.
Continue to grow. But you're excited because this isn't a typical seminary classroom. You literally have people certainly that want to be pastors, that want to grow in their faith, church elders and deacons, but you have the laity and you have just people that want to audit a class and take it to learn or deepen their study. So you have a broad spectrum of people that attend.
Totally. One of the things that gets clearer and clearer as the years go by is that this is a seminary for any and every Christian, and everybody could benefit from what we do. Yeah, we do prepare people for ministry, but there's more and more as a percentage of people who are coming to us who simply are saying, I just want to go deeper. I don't need a degree. I'm not going to change vocations. I just want to dig, or I want to grow closer to Jesus Christ. I want to get wisdom for life, and I want to take classes. And they don't even necessarily take them for credit. They may audit. So we have this whole range of people who are doing audits, continuing ed, pastors who just want to keep working through Scripture, getting more resources for their ministries, who come to us and get continuing ed, basically, and people who are just saying, I'm a Sunday school teacher, or I'm leading a small group, or I like to meet with people one-on-one and talk about Jesus, and I want more resources. I want to understand what I believe and what I'm talking about.
One thing I can say on behalf of your seminary staff is the quality of the individuals. I know a number of your teachers and professors, the faculty that are rooted in the Word, they love the Lord, and they're passionate about teaching. So maybe talk a little about some of the upcoming offerings and a little shout out on some of these great faculty that you have.
Well, we've got a string of neat classes for this fall. Peter Spicala is going to be talking about how to read and pray Scripture for spiritual transformation, how to use Scripture in your prayer life as a growth deepener. Dr. Joe Thomas is going to be giving a history of evangelicalism, and we hear a lot about the term in the news. What's changed in the last few years, and how did we get to where we are, and what do we do to chart our course into the future? Dr. Melody Green, course called What's a Christian to Do with Harry Potter, as she deals with Christianity and culture, and how does a Christian read and evaluate something like this? Todd Daly with his Christian bioethics, how do you make those hard decisions? Mike McQueen with the World Christian Movement, looking at the whole world around and what God's doing. My own course on the Jesus Movement in Ephesus, where we're going to look at the ancient city of Ephesus and how it helps us understand Ephesians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, the letter in Revelation, all much more clearly once we see what was going on back then. So there's a whole lot going on this fall, a lot of fun things.
Now, I've held pretty true to my consistent failing to introduce the special guest that I have on this Testimony Tuesday. I guess we're about 8 minutes into the program, but with me is Dr. Ken Cuffey. He's the president and professor of biblical studies at the Urbana Theological Seminary, and him and his great team, you can learn more about all these offerings that were just cited and mentioned at urbanatheologicalseminary.org, urbanatheologicalseminary.org, and if they pick up this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, they'll see a great advertisement, Why Urbana Seminary? Whether you are auditing a class for personal growth or fun, or pursuing a degree, Urbana Seminary equips you to love, know, and serve God better, offering an education that is accessible, affordable, and academically excellent. Register now for fall classes. And as mentioned, you can find out more at urbanatheologicalseminary.org, urbanatheologicalseminary.org. Well, it's neat because as we met earlier, right before this broadcast, we talked about the parallel growth that both Great News Radio, now Great News Media, because, you know, we went from primarily broadcasting, and then when we added the Prime Lifetimes publication and over 32,000 monthly readers, and then with our many trips to Israel and our singing men and theater troupe and the various other ministries we do, we felt like, yes, we still were known as Great News Radio, but we needed to kind of have an umbrella over the broadcasting arm and the travel arm and all the events arm and the publications. So we're now being more or less known as Great News Media, but the Urbana Theological Seminary started small and God continued to bless it and bless your efforts and increase staff. And your reach now through Zoom, you were telling me, somebody in India and many states throughout our country, and now the challenge is getting the word out beyond the greater Urbana-Champaign area that here is a great resource for them to connect with.
Totally. It's been exciting to see what God's done, because in a sense, he's remade the ministry. Great News and Urbana started around the same time in the 90s, and in our case, the last few years with going on Zoom has broadened the impact. We can reach so many people. We just need to communicate out there that we are available. And it's also, even for people in this region, increased the convenience factor. And that's drawn people into classes. So Zoom really exceeded expectations for us as being effective and really being a way God used to grow our ministry, though we envisioned at some point will be a blend of in-person and Zoom. Right now, using the Zoom has just spread things out in a way that's been really startlingly effective, and God's working.
So. And I like your heart when you were talking about the Zoom and the classroom. How can we have those people that are engaged through the media of Zoom still feel really hands-on, a part of things, so that it's really done in a quality way, and yet they feel like they're not missing out, and yet they have the convenience of being in their home or, you know, in a distant place, and yet still a part of things.
Exactly. I just was talking to somebody on the West Coast last night who had called to ask some questions about the classes in the fall. So this continues, but we got to connect with people.
Well, Ken, with it being Testimony Tuesday, and we'll come back at the end of the program to give a little more highlights about what God is doing through the Urbana Theological Seminary. But when I asked you about a couple different favorite verses, you said, well, Mark, I grew up with a pastor or somebody saying, you know, all of God's word is powerful and is useful and is good. How can you have a favorite? It all should be a favorite. And so you said, Mark, I really do have many favorites, depending on maybe what I'm going to present or talk about or share. Or like Dr. Webb, he says, whatever he's studying at the time is his favorite. But you had pointed out Acts 19, 8 through 10. Tell us a little about that and why that's so special in your heart.
Well, it's special because in popular perception, Paul was the evangelist. He went from place to place and he shared the gospel and people came to Christ, and then he went on and did it again somewhere else. Which is true, and that's the narrative that Acts likes to follow. Luke chose to follow that deliberately for a reason. But this last spring when I was teaching Acts, it came back again how vividly you set down in Ephesus in Acts chapter 19, and it says he stays for over 2 years. It's between 2 to 3 years, and he's just teaching. He's grounding them. He's going deep. It's what I call Paul's seminary period. Mm-hmm. We think that the churches like in Colossae and Laodicea, all this area around Ephesus, were established at that time too. So it's a part of Paul's life that Luke doesn't focus on in telling the story, but it's clearly there. And it's a seminary ministry, if you will, in the first century.
Yeah, and I think after his experience on the road to Damascus, because many times in just a paragraph, a year or two or three can lapse, and, you know, Jesus is here, and the next thing he's over here, but that might have been a day or two or a week of travel and so forth. And so, yeah, oftentimes we have to kind of slow down and read everything in its context, because many things could have been happening, or for whatever, however, the Holy Spirit penning these words through the individual writers, you know, just felt like it didn't matter that was 2 or 3 years before. But when you put it all together, it's like, wow, this timeline, he spent a lot of time in certain areas, which is close to a teacher's heart, because that's what you want to. You want to root your students into God's word, be engaged, involved, pouring into them.
Yeah. You got to go deep.
Yeah, so. And then you also chose 1 Corinthians 2:2, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but the WLUJ family of stations, their tagline, or they're noted as WLUJ, we're lifting up Jesus. So
right.
It's all about Jesus, having him the cornerstone, the chief focus of our ministry, and we just embrace that and celebrate that.
And it works not only in media and broadcasting, but for us in education in a school as we train people. And that's a great reminder and a focus for me that it is really all about the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of Scripture points to Christ. Yeah. And that's one of the exciting things when I get to teach the Old Testament and New Testament surveys. And you can see whether you're going deep in one passage or looking at the whole overview, it's all leading to and coming out of, flowing out of Jesus Christ.
Well, he is our chief cornerstone, and he's the reason that both of our ministries exist, to proclaim him, to teach about him, to help people build a relationship with him. And so how did your relationship begin, and how many years ago were you identified Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Well, I came to faith in Jesus Christ when I was 6, and it was in October of 1962 in the Cuban Missile Crisis. Mm. Because my siblings were 17, 14, and 11 years older than I am. And the conversation around the dinner table between them and my parents was about what was happening. And as a six-year-old, I put together what I had heard from my mom reading me Bible stories and from Sunday school and what I'm hearing about what's going on in the world and the real threat and danger that was there. And I paused before bedtime that evening and asked my mother, how can I be sure if something really bad happens that I'd end up being with Jesus in heaven?
And this is at 6 years old.
Yes.
So you were really thinking and pondering, and those seeds of faith that were planted in you were starting to bubble out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my mom had been very faithful to teach me all along, and I think having such older siblings changed what I was exposed to in a way that was unusual probably for a six-year-old, but I was a little scared at that moment, knowing what was happening with Cuba and the missiles, and I just thought, I've got to make sure about this.
Wow.
Who knows what's going to happen? And so she led me to pray a prayer of faith, trusting Christ, and that was a real demarcation point in my life. There, that was the threshold, and then obviously I've needed to grow a lot since then and still do and keep growing in him, but that was where it really started. That was the great impetus.
Yeah, that's what I love about Testimony Tuesday, because God works in unique ways, and everyone's
totally.
Testimony is different. And some people might say, well, I don't have one of those fantastic conversions, like I wasn't into drugs or I wasn't doing this and I hadn't sinned, so mine's kind of boring. And I'm like, no, yours is great and wonderful, and God works, you know, uniquely in everyone's lives, and we should all celebrate on the fact that we've been redeemed by what Jesus did, not because of us balancing out the scales or being a pretty good person or better than most. It's just because of what he did.
Absolutely.
And so when did you feel the calling towards being a pastor or seminary or being a Bible teacher?
It was really in ninth grade. I really was getting serious about my faith. I sensed that this is my life coming. I'm going to be going to college eventually and getting ready. What am I going to do? How will it count? And I started really asking that question because I was finding some things I was really interested in doing and pursuing. And so I'm wondering, Lord, what would this look like? What should I do? And through a combination of things from my pastor teaching and a retreat I was on, it gelled. And some things I'd been reading, it all came together, and I really sensed the Lord pressing on me, saying, it's full-time ministry. At that time, I thought, oh, that means I'm going to be a pastor or a missionary, which I did. I was a pastor for a while, and then God called me into something that in ninth grade I hadn't envisioned, which is taking people deep into Scripture in a classroom setting that was really a discipleship setting. Whether it's classroom or the training through travel when we go overseas and giving people these tools to go deeper and read and understand in context.
And you've been a perfect fit for the Urbana Theological Seminary, now serving as its president and the professor of biblical studies. You've thrived in this role because you love to teach, you love to dig into God's Word, you love to take people deeper. And so in our closing few minutes, as maybe somebody's just tuned in and didn't get to hear the opening of our program, how we were focusing on the Urbana Theological Seminary, tell us some stories of people that have attended and how they've really benefited, or they've written back and said, Ken, this was such a great experience because, and fill in those blanks.
Okay, the feedback comes from such a variety of people in different places. I've had people who end up like their elders, they're teaching Sunday school in their church, and they'll say, I finally have the resources. I know where to go. I know where to look. I can keep digging and getting what I need myself. We've had pastors who've worked through things. They said, I finally got a sense, a handle on ministry and what all the different components are and how it's supposed to fit together. We have people who end up in the business world. So we have people who end up, one alum is a photographer, another is a marketing executive at Disney, and we just have, another was a bus driver. We've got this whole range who are taking it into the workplace. And they're talking with me about thinking about, what does it mean that I'm a follower of Jesus here in the secular workplace? I've got certain pressures. How do I respond to those? How do I know to stand firm? How do I know to endure and cling to the Lord and persevere in my faith? So there's such a range that I get.
Well, people are getting excited. I can just sense it. They want to know, when do they have to register by? What's the website? How can they find out more information?
Well, they need to go to the website at www.urbanatheologicalseminary.org. Urbanatheologicalseminary.org. And you can also contact office at urbanatheologicalseminary.org and have a brochure for classes sent. We have the write-up about classes on the web page at the www. address. You can see what we're offering in the fall there, and you can ask questions. We have people, Dr. Melody Green is our dean. She talks a lot with students who are interested in classes and have questions about classes. So give a shout-out to our office, our dean, and you can find out more about classes. We'd love to share more, and depending on whatever your interests may be, we can tailor things to what you're looking for.
And I love the fact that people can audit them and
Absolutely. See
and learn and grow, and there's no pressure. I mean, there's some that are working towards a degree, but many mm-hmm. others just want to take the course to grow deeper, to learn, and so oftentimes you might hear people refer to the Urbana Seminary, but the website is urbanatheologicalseminary.org, urbanatheologicalseminary.org. And when does the fall semester begin?
Fall semester starts on August 23rd, on the Monday. It actually is parallel to the U of I starting, because that makes sense in town.
So that's about 3 weeks away.
Yep.
So stop
it's
by
coming.
UrbanaTheologicalSeminary.org, UrbanaTheologicalSeminary.org. Learn more, audit a class, maybe take it with your friend, maybe a father and son will take a class together. Wouldn't that be fun or interesting? Or a grandmother and granddaughter, make the combinations.
We've had those. Think about a date night with your spouse,
mm-hmm.
for heaven's sakes. What could be better than a date night with somebody? Like me.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm kidding.
No, you're an enthusiastic teacher, and I think our listeners will be very blessed by attending and learning more, and then praying up the ministry. Mm-hmm. And so in our closing minute, if God was going to answer your prayer, Ken, for the direction that the ministry will take in the future, what would you want our listeners to be praying for?
That we would connect with the right students that God wants to work in their lives through our classes and in our classes. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of students, as we've alluded to already, and we want to be able to reach the full range of them.
All right. Well, that's a prayer that we can all pray for, and it would seem to be in the center of God's will to bless and equip the future generations, or maybe some of you senior saints that just want to grow deeper and be blessed by the study of God's Word. Find out more at UrbanaTheologicalSeminary.org. That's UrbanaTheologicalSeminary.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Ken Cuffey with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. And have a great day and night.